I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, June 9th. A power is back on to a portion of North Quincy after a manhole explosion early this morning. Police say it happened just before 2 a.m. at 111 Hancock Street, right near the Cathay Pacific restaurant. 6,500 customers were without power for approximately 3 hours while National Grid crews made repairs. No injuries were reported, and the cause of the explosion is under investigation. It's high school graduation time in Quincy this week. Quincy High School graduation ceremonies will be held tonight at 6 p.m. and North Quincy tomorrow night at 6 p.m., both at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The gates open at 5 p.m., and there's no limit on the number of guests. No tickets are required. Participants are asked not to bring air horns or other noisemakers. Both ceremonies will be carried live here on QATV and streamed live on QATV.org. Quincy Ward 5 City Councilor Dan Minton says that if he's reelected this year, he will donate a portion of his pay raise to local groups. City Councilors approved a salary increase of $13,500 from $30,000 up to $43,500 per year. If reelected, Minton says that he'll donate $5,500. $2,000 to Quincy Veteran Services, $2,000 to Interfaith Social Services, $500 to the Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater, and $1,000 to other local causes. Minton was the only councilor to vote against the pay raises, saying councilors should have received an $8,000 increase to $38,000. He says that's why he'll donate the additional $5,500. Minton is facing a challenge this year from Maggie McKee. State Department of Public Health says a string of botulism cases from Botox injections has been linked to a spa in Milton. 12 people are suspected to have contracted botulism, a rare but serious illness, after receiving a procedure at Rodrigo Beauty on Granite Avenue. Health officials advise that anyone who received Botox injections between May 1st and June 4th at that Milton Spa should contact their nearby health department or the state health department. Botulism can occur when Botox spreads beyond where it was injected. Symptoms include blurred or double vision, slurred speech, breathing difficulties, drooping eyelids, and difficulty swallowing. More serious cases may experience progressive muscle weakness. The State Department of Public Health emphasizes that trained professionals should inject Botox and that the technique, use of non-FDA-approved products, and improper dosing increase the risk of botulism. A Stoughton spa owner with locations in Easton and Randolph was arrested in November of last year for allegedly using illegal counterfeit Botox and filler injections. 38-year-old Rebecca Fandinello allegedly performed thousands of injections using imported Botox. She purchased the products from Alibaba, a Chinese company that claims to sell products in bulk. She was charged with illegally importing merchandise, selling or dispensing a counterfeit drug, and selling or dispensing a counterfeit device. 8 Massachusetts residents, including one from Quincy, have been charged in the theft of U.S. Treasury tax refund checks totaling more than $8.8 million in 2023 and 2024. 6 of the residents were arrested on Friday. 2 are still at large. Each of the U.S. Treasury checks that were stolen represented a tax refund or tax credit due to a taxpayer, but were altered to be payable to shell companies controlled by the residents. Each resident allegedly deposited one or more fraudulent checks at banks or credit unions in and around the Metro Boston area. Among the suspects are 70-year-old Eric Banks of Quincy, charged with the theft of over $1.1 million in government funds. For the charge of theft, each defendant faces a sentence of up to 10 years in prison, 3 years supervised release, and a fine of up to $250,000. For the charge of bank fraud, one suspect faces a sentence of 30 years in prison, 5 years supervised release, and a fine of up to $1 million. Well, after nearly 2 years of resistance and legal wrangling, the town of Milton has taken a significant step toward complying with the MBTA Communities Act, a 2021 housing law requiring communities near public transit to zone for multifamily housing. On the heels of a bitter and prolonged debate, town officials recently submitted an action plan to the state, bringing Milton into interim compliance, at least for now. The next few weeks promise to be crucial. Milton voters are set to consider two zoning proposals on June 16th at a special town meeting. The outcome could determine whether Milton stays on a cooperative path or heads back to the drawing board. The MBTA Communities Law requires 177 municipalities with access to the T to create zoning districts for multifamily housing. Most have complied or are on the way to doing so, but Milton has long sustained defiance, arguing that the Mattapan trolley should not constitute rapid transit. A judge sided with the state, forcing the town to put forward a revised housing plan. The state accepted that plan, according to a compliance status sheet that was dated just last week, granting Milton interim compliance status. A playground dedicated to the memory of three children killed in 2023 was unveiled in Duxbury yesterday. Each element of the park was a memory of Cora, Dawson, and Callan Clancy. The children's mother, Lindsay Clancy, is accused of strangling them in the family's Duxbury home in 2023 before attempting to take her own life. Yesterday, children filled the playground, which was built over 4 days by hundreds of volunteers. For many, it's a beautiful tribute to the little ones. A photo of the Clancy children welcomes families to the playground. The Heard Foundation, a local nonprofit, helped to build the park and said it's designed to be accessible for children of all ages and abilities. According to a Heard Foundation Facebook post, the playground incorporated small aspects in memory of each Clancy child. Families say it's a beautiful and special tribute they hope to enjoy for many years to come. The National Park Service announcing an opening at the Adams National Historical Park in Quincy for Community Volunteer Ambassador. The ambassador collaborates with the National Park Service on projects related to community service, volunteer events, stewardship opportunities, education, and visitor services during this 48-week paid internship. The position will be specifically focused on initiatives related to the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution. To be eligible, participants must be high school graduates between the ages of 18 and 30, or up to 35 for veterans, a U.S. citizen or permanent resident, and comfortable working and communicating with the public and park partners. Preference is given to candidates that submit applications by June 13th. The deadline to apply is July 4th. The opportunity is provided in partnership with Conservation Legacy's Stewards Individual Placement Program and AmeriCorps. Adams National Historical Park includes the birthplaces of the second and sixth presidents, John and John Quincy Adams, along with the old house at Peace Field, home to both presidents and four generations of their family. A check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in positive territory. The Dow is up 443, NASDAQ rose 231, and the S&P added 61. Global markets are mixed as investors wait to see the outcome of trade talks between Washington and Beijing in London. The dollar's down, the euro rose, oil is up to $64 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Yankees 11-7. They're back at Fenway tonight at 7 against Tampa Bay. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: mainly cloudy. at a high of 67 degrees. For tonight, cloudy, some patchy fog, a low of 56. Scattered showers tomorrow, breezy, at a high of 71. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high 80. And Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 84. The marine forecast calls for 2-foot waves. Those east winds at 10 will be gusting to 20 knots later today on a high tide, 11:10 a.m. Sunrise, 5:07, sets at 8:19. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, June 9th.